BC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former ballerina with dual American and Russian citizenship has now been sentenced to 12 years behind bars in Russia.
The treason conviction comes just a day after a Moscow court sentenced another American citizen detained for hooliganism at an upscale Moscow hotel. He faces 5 years in prison for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Russian authorities identify the man as Joseph Tater and say he was drunk and behaving aggressively at the hotel when police were called.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. The Biden administration announcing a new deal to lower the cost of prescription drugs for things like heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis for older Americans on Medicare. Another round of ceasefire talks have begun in Doha. Hamas, however, is not taking part. Columbia University President Manu Shafiq resigning months after pro-Palestinian protests on campus. This is ABC News. New research casting a new light on the health troubles facing American women. ABC's Daria Albinger has details.
American women live an average of 80 years. That's 5 years less compared to 13 other high-income nations analyzed in a study by the Commonwealth Fund. It found women in the U.S. are more likely to take multiple prescriptions on a regular basis and to have the highest rates of mental health and social needs. The disparities are even greater among women of color. The U.S. is also the only country in the study with a considerable amount of uninsured women. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Cell phone giant T-Mobile hit with a $60 million fine after failing to protect sensitive data. It's the biggest fine ever from the federal government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. And it's been a great start to the Little League World Series for the team from Maui. Just over a year after the devastating wildfire there, the boys opening the tournament with a 3-1 win over New Hampshire. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get ready to make some noise this Friday at Big Memorial Park in Hub City. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy hot homemade food, cold drinks, and family-friendly action all night long. Admission is just $5, and kids under 12 get in free. Don't miss out on the excitement. That's this Friday at 6:30. Be there for the Hub City Truck and Tractor Pull.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some wet, humid weather are coming through the region for the next couple of days, thanks to a slow-moving low-pressure system out in the Central Plains tracking northeast across Wisconsin by tonight. Still impacting us tomorrow, although the showers should get more scattered in nature. And behind that, just a few leftover ones Saturday over southeast Wisconsin. Now, there is a chance of a strong or severe storm late today, especially in the southern tip of the area, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Rain totals should be generous as well, at least an inch through tomorrow. Some places might even get an inch and a half or so. Behind that, again, some quieter weather for the weekend into early next week. Could be a couple of systems for the middle of next week with some sporadic shower chances. So today, look for mainly cloudy and humid conditions, breezy, some off and on showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy later in the day. The high temperature about 76 with a southeasterly wind of 8 to 18 miles an hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms again tonight on the humid side, low 65. Tomorrow cloud cover mixing with a few peaks of sun. Still muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high about 81. West wind 7 to 15. Showers diminishing Friday night, low 62. Saturday patchy sunshine, high 79 with north winds. Sunday partly cloudy and summer-like, low 59, high 81. Monday plenty of sun, low 56, high 79. And Tuesday partly cloudy, lows in the 50s, highs in the upper 70s to near 80. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm at night. And Wednesday seasonal with some sunshine. Another chance of a shower or thunderstorm for Wednesday nights. Highs around 79. Have a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Our current temperature at WRCO Radio is 67 degrees. We have received a little bit of rain this morning here as we check the stats from yesterday. Just shy of a tenth, 9/100ths, and a high of 84 on Wednesday. The record high was set in 1988 when we reached 95 degrees on the 15th of August. The record low, 39 in 1964. Last year's high was 79 and the low, 58. Sunset will happen at 5 minutes after 8 tonight. Sunrise time will be at 8 minutes after 6 tomorrow. Currently in Richland Center with some rain to the tune of 13/100ths of an inch since the midnight hour. Also southeast winds at 12, barometer steady at 29.88. And right now we're at 67 degrees after a low of 65.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some local and area notes. Details on a win for the Brewers yesterday. A very hard-fought game, but certainly a nice one against the Dodgers. Those stories and more in a moment.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Coming up this weekend, lots of high school football scrimmages as teams are a week away from the actual games for 11-player football. Michael Hernan has more.
Football scrimmages start this Friday night for most teams around the state. Here are some local teams' scrimmages, starting with Richland Center. They'll be at La Crosse Logan. They will also face Aquinas, and the scrimmage will start at 4 o'clock. For Riverdale, they'll be at Mineral Point. They will also face Dodgeville and Cambridge, and the scrimmage will start at 5:30. For Ithaca, they'll be at Lancaster. They'll also face Benton, Scales Mound, Schulzburg, and the scrimmage will start at 5 o'clock. And for River Valley, they will host their scrimmage against Cuba City and Poinette at 5 o'clock. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Hometown Baseball Night League quarterfinals are set for tonight. They include number 3 seed football, Footville at number 1 Verona, number 2 Cambridge at number 1 Evansville, number 4 Middleton at number 2 Blanchardville, and 3rd seed Dodgeville at number 1 Jefferson. Under the lights action and weather permitting tonight. Also, in Church League softball, there's a game scheduled for tonight at the East Diamond. That would be a 7:30 start time for St. Mary's against Church of the Nazarene. The Mission will umpire. The tournament will conclude on Tuesday night of next week. Updated tournament brackets will be published after tonight's game on the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. Only one Brewer run was earned in Wednesday's 5-4 win at American Family Field. Milwaukee took advantage of 3 errors by the Los Angeles Dodgers. The winning run scored in the bottom of the 7th when Jackson Chirio looped a single to right. Base runner Joey Ortiz was going to stop at 3rd but came around to score when Dodgers right fielder Mookie Betts misplayed the ball. Joel Piamps got the win in relief and closer Devin Williams claimed his 2nd save. Jake Bowers pounded his 10th home run in the game. Devin Williams talked about getting the last 3 outs. It was no easy task as he retired Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order.
I mean, I don't know if there's a better 1-2-3 in the league, you know. It was definitely a good test. Passed it today. You know, might have to do it again tomorrow.
Frankie Montez with the start and did pretty well.
Just telling myself to keep making pitches, you know, good things will happen. You know, when you don't give up and you just go out there and just, like I said, just trying to go as long as you can and try to help the team in any way possible you can. You know, good things are going to happen.
Tobias Meyer starts for the Brewers this afternoon as they go for a series split. He'll be facing the Dodgers' Jack Flaherty, who is 9-5 with a 2.97 ERA. Myers is at 6-5 with a 2.79 ERA. In other games from the majors, in action from the National League, San Diego is an 8-2 winner against Pittsburgh. Arizona 11, Colorado 4, Cincinnati 9-2 over St. Louis. Philadelphia beat Miami 9-5, Atlanta 13, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Minnesota 1, Texas 9-7 over Boston. Detroit 3, Seattle 2, Houston 2-1 over Tampa Bay. The Yankees 10, the White Sox 2. Toronto 9-2 over the Angels. In interleague play, it was Baltimore 4, Washington 1. Cleveland took the Cubs 6-1 the final, and the Mets over Oakland. That final was 9-1. Another baseball story today, the Yankees slugger Aaron Judge hit his 300th home run, reaching that milestone faster than any other player when he connected against the White Sox during a 10-2 victory. Judge hit that mark in his 955th game and 3,431st at-bat with a 3-run drive in the 8th inning. The 6-time All-Star and 2022 American League MVP drove a 3-0 up-and-in sinker from Chad Kuhl into the White Sox bullpen in left for his major league leading 43rd home run. Ralph Kiner reached 300 home runs in his 1,087th game, and Babe Ruth did his in his 3,831st at bat. Turning to football today, the Badgers have named their official starting quarterback. Transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has been named the starter. Here is offensive coordinator Phil Longo of the Badgers.
I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. You know, and as Fick says, we kind of see it as a 1A, 1B type situation right now as opposed to a 1 and a 2. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right, as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
Wisconsin faces one of the toughest schedules in the country. It'll be a tough challenge for either quarterback. It begins August 30th at home against the Western Michigan Broncos. In Packer news, former Badger long snapper Peter Bowden has been cut by the Packers for the second time in 3 weeks. Bowden was released the first time in late July and then re-signed a week later. This latest move suggests the player's next move may be to a practice squad. While at Wisconsin, he was a finalist for the Patrick Manley Award, which goes to the best long snapper in college football. His track record suggests another team could find that Bowden fills a need for them. The Packers will be starting Sean Clifford going on this weekend in their game against the Denver Broncos Sunday night. Clifford was asked yesterday if he is better going into a game and getting a chance to play than he is when he conducts the number one offense in practice.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know, it's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way, and I rally around the team and the energy, and the energy is always super high on game days. Probably something, you know, I could continue to work on to bring that same juice every single day at practice, but I do think that there is a little bit of a higher level of play when you get to play in a game.
Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the season after undergoing surgery on his right knee. McCarthy had an operation on Wednesday to repair a torn meniscus suffered at some point during his preseason debut last weekend against Las Vegas. The former Michigan standout had a solid training camp and had been expected to back up starter Sam Darnold. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell delivered the news on McCarthy shortly after the team arrived for 2 days of joint practices with the Browns. McCarthy was the 10th overall pick in the NFL draft after helping the Wolverines to a national title. Brewer franchise owner Mark Attanasio is facing a lawsuit for allegedly stealing sand from Broad Beach in Malibu, California. Next-door neighbor James Kohlberg accuses Attanasio of taking the sand from the public beach and putting it to a personal use on a construction site at his home. Attanasio's attorney says permits were obtained from the city of Malibu and Los Angeles County, and all of the work is legitimate. Kohlberg says this is a case of a private owner using a public beach as their own personal sandbox. With a look at WRCO Sports on this Thursday morning, I'm Phil Nee.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
destination for a ride. If this had been 6 months ago, I know what I'd have done. Girl, I'm running out of reasons to
Chris Young and Looking for You here on WRCO. Good morning. 8:25 the time. Wally Amos was 88, a cookie fortune legend, died at home in Hawaii. He lost Famous Amos, but found other successes. The creator of the Famous Amos cookie empire, his children say he died at his home in Honolulu. He was 88. He eventually lost ownership of the company and rights to use the catchy Amos name. He later became a children's literacy advocate and proprietor of a cookie shop called Chip and Cookie in Hawaii. He was also co-founder of Uncle Wally's Muffin Company. His shop had a reading room with dozens of donated books where he usually spent Saturdays reading to the children. Pretty cool story about the guy that invented the Famous Amos cookies. And actress Gina Rowlands has died at the age of 94. Rowlands was hailed as one of the greatest actors to ever practice the craft and a guiding light in independent cinema, as well as a star in groundbreaking movies as well. She later charmed audiences in her son's tearjerker, The Notebook, but was in lots of movies through the years, including The Woman Under Influence, Gloria, and Faces as well. That's making news on the entertainment side today. Here's Miranda Lambert.
Behind her, found a Sgt. Pepper's t-shirt and a Desperado vinyl. I got the speakers up and the whiskey down, and I'm gonna take it easy on this heartache tonight. I'm gonna let it be, babe, 'cause I can't tell you.
The Frontmen and the Beatles and the Eagles. Here's a reminder from WRCO. The mobile food pantry scheduled for today at Eagles School has been canceled. There is no makeup date for August. An important reminder, an Impact Life blood drive is going on today from 10 until 3 at the Richland Hospital in Pippin Hall. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
It's fun for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Bring the kids for the great carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities. Admission to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday, $10 Friday and Saturday, with kids 8 and under free. There are plenty of things for the kids during the day, all free with gated admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gays Mills, August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The trivia question of the day is coming up from WRCO Radio. Get ready to be quizzed.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. Here's the trivia question, the game we're playing today. Who is oldest today among the celebrity birthdays? Well, first of all, is it actress Deborah Messing? Or is it B, Larry Matthews from the Dick Van Dyke Show? Could it be C, Phyllis Smith from The Office? Or would it be D, actor Ben Affleck? 608-647-4155. Who is the elder statesperson of that group?
The only thing I see ahead is just the heat horizon off the road. The rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading. For I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles I lay ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung.
Joe Diffie and Home on WRCO. Still no winner in trivia. Everybody guessing the same one. Who is the oldest today of the celebrity birthdays? Actress Deborah Messing of Will and Grace? Or is it Larry Matthews, The Dick Van Dyke Show? He was the young kid, Richie, in that show all those years ago. Or is it C, Phyllis Smith of The Office? Or is it actor Ben Affleck? D. 608-647-4155. Here's Corey Kent.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you. Keeping me up, I can't help it, it just
you're gonna break it. Well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard.
Corey Kent on WRCO. We have found our winner. Congratulations to Rhonda, who came through the line with the right answer. And we had lots of guesses. I don't know if I've had a multiple guess question go this long for quite some time. Who is the oldest today? Almost everyone was guessing Deborah Messing and Ben Affleck. Actually, those two are the younger ones of the four. Ben Affleck turns 52 today. And Deborah Messing turns 56. So Larry Matthews of the old Dick Van Dyke Show, he was Richie. He was their son. He turned 69. This one blew me away. I did not realize that Phyllis Smith of The Office turns 75 today. She is older than I thought she was. Not that that's old. But anyway, yes, 75 today. And of course, she's been in a few other roles. And she was the voice, or is the voice, on the Inside Out 2 franchise. She is the voice of Sadness. So she's had quite some roles. But I love the story of how she was cast. She was a person that just worked on the set, helping people run through their lines. And the producers were watching her, and they're like, you know what? She'd be a great person to have in the office. Kind of as, like, it's kind of maybe an extra character or whatever, but she would deliver the lines so well that they're like, no, we got to keep her as a regular. And it's hard to imagine that show without her. But Phyllis celebrates 75 today, and Rhonda wins a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Looking for something fun to do this Friday night?
Join us at the Friday Night Market on August 16th from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot on Seminary Street, right by Quick Trip. Enjoy live music by Ann Christopher while you browse an amazing selection of local vendors. Grab some delicious food from Capel's Cuisine and Los Amigos. There's something for everyone. It's free to attend, so bring a chair and make it an evening to remember. See you at the Friday Night Market.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decorah Sales Commission Big Dispersal event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
Temperature-wise, the temperature keeps growing around 68 degrees now. That was one of the temperatures we had in the overnight, and then the temperatures fell a little cooler, a little rain on the way, maybe a little bit more today. Showers and thunderstorms, a few of which could be heavy today, a high of 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 65, with humid and mild conditions, and Friday still humid with scattered showers, 81. The weekend sounds very favorable. Patchy sunshine on Saturday near 80 and a partly cloudy and summer-like Sunday and 81. Again, right now, WRCO 68
degrees. I love you 'cause I want to.
I love you 'cause I want to.
Still around the world, but I think I stay right here with you, 'cause I never do nothing, I don't want to.
Carter on WRCO. I love you because I want to. Richland Center Lions monthly car cruise and burgers night has been moved to Thursday night, August 29th from 5 until 8 because of the inclement weather. And remember that patterns in nature that inspire Japanese garden design will be presented by Tim Gruner of Anderson Japanese Garden Curators. That's from 5:30 until 7 at the Taliesin Hillside Theater in Spring Green. The event is free. Coming up, Trails Time, and then the Morning Show Time. We'll chat with some folks from Ithaca Schools today during our community conversation on the Morning Show next hour.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what. Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, but we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. If we walked in there and you married me, even if we never made it through them old doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what a hallelujah was. Life was heavy in the back. Can't forget when heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot.